So great to have you along. And it's good to have Dr. Rob Congdon along. He's the man who looks at the European Union for us. We look at the details behind what is happening in that part of the world. Let me first wish you and your family, Rob, a blessed new year, and thank you for being with us this last year.
Well, it's always great to have been with you, and we pray the same for you and your family and for all the listeners, too.
Thank you. Thank you very, very much. Let's get to the hard news, as it looks like we're going to see unfolding in 2014. We have to somewhat take a review of what happened in 2013, but the preview into 14 is a part of what we're focusing on the broadcast today. And let me just start out. How solid is the European Union today? You and I often talk about the fact that the EU is at least the infrastructure for the revived Roman Empire. How solid is the EU today? Are they going to make it?
Well, that's a question I get asked all the time. And my answer continues to be, I see it as solid in the sense that the leadership is very strong in their purpose and their goals. That bottom line, to dismantle the European Union would be a financial disaster to Europe. And the reality is, too many of the nations, individual nations in the European Union, depend now on that central leadership of the European Union. So I think it's solid, but like anything else, it has its cracks and its weak areas. And we've certainly seen that in the last couple of years. But like you, I keep looking at prophecy, and I say, if nothing else, it's the embryonic form that, maybe a few countries will wobble or some might even fall off. But the long direction is, this is their goal, is to come up to a world empire status.
Well, and we have to consider the economic problems they've been having, especially over this last year. You look at Greece, you look at Italy, and you have to look at some of the other countries, Portugal, for example, even Ireland, I think, is a little bit shaky. What's really the economic status? Are they going to be able to bring that back together, and is this only going to make them stronger?
Well, I think they will bring it together. They have to. It's simple survival. One thing the European Union countries have learned, especially the more powerful countries, or more influential might be a better term, is they really do need each other. And therefore, they do have to see that it continues. They can't admit defeat. That's really almost not in their vocabulary. So they'll work it out. They will solve their problems. And I think with greater and greater power, they'll solve it. And that'll ultimately strengthen the European Union to be more of a supranational government and less of the individual countries having an influence.
Rob, as I understand it, the Eurozone, which would be the nations that do use the euro, a common currency, they are not all of the European member states in the European Union. I think 28 member states, but the Eurozone, what, about 18 or something like that?
Actually, there are 17 countries in the Eurozone that use the euro. But outside of the European Union, there are five or six other countries that currently use the euro, even though they're technically not part of the Eurozone. They have found it to be a good medium, like many countries use the U.S. dollar. So it's quite a base. And as we're seeing in the news, in fact, in the end of the year, you read many articles saying the American dollar is losing its influence in the world. Obviously, something must replace it. One of the candidates can never be ignored is the euro. So, again, gone through some real struggles, but the overall direction of the euro is a positive direction, and particularly if the U.S. dollar should decline.
What about there has been some talk among the European Union states, and there are several states, I think France being one of them, that wants to have a more powerful military operation. They want to set aside NATO, which is a conglomerate of states forming somewhat of a military base, and that's headed up by the United States, but the European member states of the European Union would like to get out of that. Is there going to be a military operation exclusively for the European Union?
Well, prophetically, we certainly believe there will, and the reality is that that's where they're headed. The conversation is increasing, and I think that's a clue. It's more and more being discussed. Europe is very leery of war. They have always been since the end of World War II. That's what the EU builds its strength on, that it will bring peace. As been observed in the last couple of years, that peace comes with a price. They have to have military. Confidence in the U.S. as being a supportive military force, primarily through NATO, that's declined. And so they have to start looking for alternatives. The individual countries can't afford the kind of military that they need in today's world. The only way is to collaborate, unite, and come up with a single army. So I think we have both a practical direction that they have to go toward a military, and we have a prophetic direction that would say they need that power behind their words.
I have to ask you about the leadership for the European Union in the future. With the president of the European Union Council, Herman Van Rompuy, stepping down, I believe Catherine Ashton, who is chief of foreign policy for the EU, must step aside. Barroso, who is head of the commission, they're going to be stepping down. What about the new leadership, and what about that supra president that was called for? Is that still on the table?
I think it's still on the table, but probably a little further down the line than maybe this year. There are elections throughout the European Union this coming year, this spring. Those will be significant in terms of seeing who are the real leaders that will come up. So I think we're going to see a more effective leadership coming in the year.
What about the fact that the three different branches that are leading Europe and its possibility of becoming a revived Roman Empire, talking about the council, the commission, and the legislature, the parliament there, are they going to be combined into one?
I think it will be more that the commission, which in my opinion is the real power in the EU, it will continue to gain strength. That will only gain strength as the union grows and they say we've got to reduce the number of members of the commission and get to a smaller leadership. We need to watch both Germany and France. They are the powers of the EU. They're going to be really giving some direction in the future. We'll see how it changes, but I see it, the power more kind of consolidating into a smaller group of leaders.
Then indeed that empire can come into place.
Oh, absolutely. That's what always happens. As you start concentrating power into a fewer people, that's when an empire can truly grow. If you think of the great empires of the past, it always seemed to center on certain key leadership, not groups, but key leaders who come to the front. And obviously this year we can watch and see what kind of leaders come forward.
Absolutely. Setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. You believe that, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. I read my Bible more than I read the newspapers for many reasons, but most of all, it also helps me understand what's happening in the world around us today.
Now, there's a great idea for 2014. Read your Bible more than you do the newspaper. It'll make you more excited about the future. Dr. Rob Congdon covers the European Union for us, and he does it right here on Prophecy Today. Rob, thank you so very much. You and your family have a blessed new year.
You too. Blessed year for all of you, we pray. Bye.